there's not a lot of that, but I will point out a few things. Starting on page 3, under the University of Minnesota, the Physics and Nanotechnology Building, the sentence that begins on line 3.23 says that the appropriation is not available until the regents have certified to the Commissioner of Management and Budget that the building will not be built within the area impacted by vibration or magnetic resonance caused by light rail transit on Washington Avenue. The next bit I'll call your attention to is on page 9, on the Workforce Center co-location, subdivision 20. This is in Rochester. There's an additional couple of sentences, I believe, that relate to a lease that starts on lines 25 and runs to lines 32. Requiring a lease agreement with the Commissioner of Employment and Economic Development, providing that the lease payments will pay for the college's reasonable costs in support of the Workforce Center. Moving forward several pages to page 17, we get into the flood hazard mitigation grants. Most of the language here is from either the Senate or the House bill, but there are a couple of paragraphs that are mostly new. And the first one would be on the bottom of page 17, paragraph E, prohibiting the Commissioner of Natural Resources from spending money, permitting him to make expenditures for land acquisition, pre-design, and engineering for the Fargo-Moorhead project, but not do construction of the diversion channel until there is an implementation plan for mitigation of the downstream impact. And the plan must ensure that the project will not make downstream flooding worse than it would have been without the protest. Now, that prohibition, that limit, is only for 2 years. And if nothing has happened by April 1 of 2012, then the construction may proceed. The paragraph H on page 18 is modified a little bit. That was in the Senate bill, but this expands that a little bit, or maybe it tightens it, by talking about bondable flood hazard mitigation activities, not just any activities that have occurred in that basin preparing for floods. They have to be bondable activities. Then a brand new paragraph I, starting on line 29, requires the Commissioner of Natural Resources to report quarterly to the chairs of the various money committees and policy committees relating to natural resources on the expenditure of this appropriation during the previous quarter. But a few pages here. Most of this, as I say, is either from the House bill or from the Senate bill. One thing I want to call your attention to is on page 24, the bottom of page 24. This relates to the Camp Ripley Veterans State Trail. In the House bill, it was called the Camp Ripley Crossroads Trail, Mississippi River Crossroads Trail. But what this language does is refer to the fact that this trail, which I think in the spreadsheet last night was shown under the local trail connection, is actually going to be a state trail. So it's moved into this state trail subdivision. So if you were looking for it in trail connections, that's why you don't find it there. And there is language at the back of the bill adding a new section 85.015, subdivision 28, creating the trail.
Where is that at again? Page 24, did you say?
Page 24, lines 27 to 33, is creating the new state trail. Again,
27 to 34.
24.27.
An item that I think was a trail connection, looking on page 26 now, subdivision 19. One of the items that I think in the spreadsheet was listed as a trail connection was the Dakota Rail Regional Trail pedestrian bicycle underpass going under County Road 15. And that has been moved to the Metropolitan Council, being one of the Metropolitan Council Regional Parks and Trails Ventures. So that's another reason why, that's another item that was in the spreadsheet here last night, but is moved to later in the bill today.
Chairman?
Senator Tomasoni.
Mr. Chairman, on page 21 on State Forest Land Reforestation, I think at some point in time we intended to have forest stand improvement language in the forest land reforestation language. And I don't think I see that there. And I don't know if we instructed you to do that or not, but I know that we definitely talked about putting them both in together under the $3 million. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember. Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay.
But the language is the same. The two programs have the same language.
Is it the same language? So the money can be used for both?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Tomasoni, it was... Still is my understanding that this language is broad enough to encompass that, but if the DNR thinks that there needs to be a little bit more language, then perhaps we should discuss it further.
Is anybody here? From the DNR?
I didn't get up in time. That's surprising.
No? That'll work? You guys don't know?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Silver.
I would think with the word activities in there, it would work.
I do too.
On line 21.16. But maybe we want to have the DNR confirm that.
Increase reforestation activities thinning is one of the things you
They don't look
to
like
do.
They're here. So
anybody from, I see a couple of them back there, but I don't know if they're the right people. Any comments? I don't know what this means, but...
that means they don't have a clue.
Okay.
All right, well, go on then.
Mr. Chairman, skipping way forward to page 35, if anybody has any comments or things they want to focus on before page 35?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Lynch.
On Mr. Chair, on page 32... I would direct our attention to the section 32.13 through 32.18. And I believe that in addition to Freeborn, Mauer, and Steele counties, that Dodge County was to be included in that. And I'm wondering if that was just an oversight that Dodge wasn't included there.
Dyson.
Go ahead.
Our advice.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Ms. Dyson.
Mr. Chair, we didn't edit it. We just copied from the bill as introduced. So if there was supposed to be a change, we didn't hear of it. Sorry.
We didn't have it in there either.
It's not included in this section right here, Dodge County. Well, can we include that? Or?
Mr. Chair, I think the Austin area encompasses in part Dodge County, and if the conferees would be inclined to amend this to include Dodge, I think that that would be helpful.
It's okay with me.
It's okay with me.
What are the implications for staff about any changes? We have already talked to someone about the Cedar Street Armory that we were just simply going to author another bill changing a word rather than
we can put this in
what the issues are relative to
change things.
Changes at this point.
Change things.
Ms. Chair?
Peter?
Ms. Chair, if you want to change some things, we can certainly, you can vote to change some things, and we'll just have to do a new version of the conference report, so there'll be a delay of, I don't know, an hour or whatever before you get a new report to sign.
That's the best way to do it.
And we should change the Cedar Street Armory, too.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to do that one.
Mr. Chairman, Kent Lockesmull, DNR Waters. And I just checked with Bob Meyer on the question that Senator Tomasoni had, and he said this language only allow for reforestation and it could not be used for timber stand improvements.
Might as well. Whatever that language is. There.
The one on the steel at the Dodge County.
He's suggesting changing language.
Mr. Chairman and Mr. Lockesmull, would it work then on line 21.21 before the period to just insert and timber stand improvement?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Watson, I believe so. I'm a little out of my area.
Mr. Chairman, the amendment then would be on page 21, line 20, delete and, the first and, delete the first and. And then on page 21, before the period insert, comma, and timber stand improvement.
It sounds like we got two or three different things we want to tweak a little bit.
Should we do it all in one motion? No, or should we do each
all of them?
No, just do each one.
Do each one.
Yeah, me too.
And Mr. Chairman, then I'll move the language that Peter Watson just mentioned on page 21.
I believe the House had something they want to change.
Well, the
bit
Cedar
too.
Street Armory, can somebody speak to the one word change if you want to include it all in one?
Mr. Chair, won't there be other ones that we might find too?
Well, there might be. I don't think we want to make any big changes, but if there's little omissions of words or something, seem like we could handle that. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Terry Palmer, Department of Military Affairs. In the language on the Cedar Street Armory, I don't have the current version of the bill, but we would like to have the word design added to the permissible uses for that funding.
Mr. Chairman? That would be on page 37, line 20. After two, insert design and.
Does everybody understand that? And Senator Lynch had the one on, including Dodge. I suppose we could just put those three changes in. There's no change in policy or anything. So maybe Senator Tomasoni, just or Senator Lynch, whatever, just make a motion for those three different changes.
So I'll incorporate all three of those changes in one motion.
Mr. Chairman, that would move us back to page 32. Line 16, after the comma, insert Dodge, comma.
Let's vote on that.
Well, I guess those three changes would be part of the motion. Any comments?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, under the Historical Society, I know we agreed to everything under the Historical Society, and I don't know if that hangar renovation was inadvertently left out, or if it was, or if we just didn't agree to it, or we didn't understand what was going on. I
know we found that out this morning.
Is the House okay with adding that in, Madam Chair?
Of course.
Okay, so then can we put, Mr. Watson, can you add that new hangar language? Do you have that somewhere?
Mr. Chairman, that would be turning to page 67, oops, 68. And if I can get out my... The under county and local preservation grants. So it'd be at page 68 after line 14, insert. $150,000 is for a grant to the City of South St. Paul to renovate the historically significant 1941 Navy hangar at 310 Airport Road at Fleming Field in the city to meet life safety and building code requirements subject to Minnesota Statute Section 16A.695. No local match is required for this grant. That was language that was in the Senate bill.
Okay, Mr. Chair and members, I'll incorporate that into the amendment.
Okay, let's vote. I don't like all this. Whatever they want.
Okay, we're not going to remake the bill by any means, but if it's okay with both sides, you have any objections?
No.
Okay, that could be incorporated then.
Okay, then I'll move those four amendments then, Mr. Chair.
Okay. I have another one here that I don't know, maybe we should talk about it before we do that. Under the 2% language in under the flood, it didn't include Clay County or Oakport Township, and I guess it because it said municipality, and I don't know, Kent Lockesmo could probably comment on that. I guess I thought that was included, but apparently it isn't.
Mr. Chairman, Kent Lockesmo again. On page 18, lines 18-12 through 18-17 talks about the funding for projects that exceed 2% of the median household cost, and this references municipalities. So the way this is written, it would not apply to Oakport Township project or any Clay County projects.
Well, Mr. Chair, townships and counties are municipalities. Under the statute.
Peter?
If they are, it would apply. My looking at this, I was questioning that.
Peter, are they included?
Mr. Chairman, it might be different in different chapters, and I'm not sure whether in chapter 103F they are or not. But it's very common to define municipality as including cities and townships. Sometimes it would include school districts, and there are some occasions, I think housing finance is one, where a county may be a municipality. So I don't know in 103F whether municipality includes a county or not.
Senator Sober?
They're doing some checking on that right now. Legal counsel is doing some checking on it.
I guess I thought it included everything on the list, but apparently that's kind of questionable.
That's on vibrate.
As long as the committee is clear and we have clear direction.
So if we tell you it's in, it's in?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I believe if the statute describes it as being in, it would be in. If
yeah. Well, now I was just wondering if it had to be, or if you would be able to do it otherwise.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe 103F provides a definition to municipality that is that inclusive. So if it's the desire to have those included in the 2%, clarification would be desirable.
So you would prefer that we put it in language?
Mr. Chairman, that would eliminate any ambiguity.
Okay. Okay, let's...
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Ms. Dyson has found the definition in Chapter 103F that would apply here, and there is none for municipality, but instead it uses the term local governmental unit and says local governmental unit means a county, statutory, or home rule charter city, town, watershed district, or lake improvement district. So maybe you want to say local government unit instead of municipality?
Yeah, that sounds good. So
I
will include that on the motion.
I will incorporate that into my amendment.
Okay.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Carried.
Where are you, Peter? Mr. Chairman, Mr. Watson was about halfway through the bill, I think.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I recall I was on my way to page 35. Did I make it? There. Okay, that's where I was headed. Just looking at the language on lines 13 to 15 about designing, renovating, furnishing, and equipping phase one of the Capitol campus security upgrades, I just wanted you all to know that the Senate had two different items for Capitol campus security upgrades. One was talking about cameras, security cameras, and another was talking about parking lots. And then the House had a language also that was talking about security upgrades. And in our discussions with bond counsel about the bill, he thought that being too specific in listing out the upgrades was not a good idea and that we should use broader language like this. And so those three different paragraphs that were two from the House, two from the Senate, one from the House, we rolled into this one.
My goodness.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the next major change in language is on page 47, subdivision 2. It describes the Transit Capital Improvement Program, and it really is a blending of ideas from the House and the Senate on how to describe the various projects that will be undertaken with this $43.5 million. There is a first group of projects in paragraph A that are to get first priority, and they are listed on the next couple of pages, items 1 through 6. They're not listed in priority order, but all six of them are to be carried out before the remaining projects are carried out. And the remaining ones are listed in paragraph B, which starts on page 48, line 31. And I think you'll discover most of your favorite projects are in there in either A or B.
Now, I think there was kind of a meeting of the minds on this one. We told them, said we better get together and work it out, and I think this was what they come up with, so I think it's okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Pappas, I think you were part
right.
of that.
Mr. Chairman, I think everyone's in agreement.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, on page 56, the next thing that I have, this isn't really new, the sex offender study. I think you talked about it last night, right? Yes. Wasn't that one of the documents that was handed out last night? Getting all three of the commissioners, human services, corrections, and administration involved in this study, and then reporting back to the legislature by January 15th of next year. The Duluth Zoo, if any of you were looking for the Duluth Zoo language under the Minnesota Zoological Garden as it had been in the House bill, it was moved to Department of Employment and Economic Development. That did appear on the spreadsheet last night, so there's no change from last night. On page 64, subdivision 16, the St. Louis County Arrowhead Regional Event Facilities, that's a paring down of, I think it was about $3 million in the Senate bill, down to $250,000, and focusing the effort on Hibbing and Mountain Iron. This money would be for pre-design and design only.
Mr. Chair, if we could take a look at page 61, line 61.12, that's the Potter Center, and a question maybe Representative Hausman you can help me with is the way this language reads is that this money will be used for phases one and two, and I think in light of the 5.0 million that they are in fact going to be able to do more than phase one and two, and so I'm thinking that the language should be amended to reflect that. Mr. Chair, maybe staff has a suggestion on how we might be able to.
So, Mr. Chairman, Senator Lynch, I think the suggestion is on page 61, lines 15 and 16, delete phases one and two of.
Mr. Chair, I think that would be a good suggestion.
That works. Okay, Senator Lynch moves that change. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Carried.
2-0.
Mr. Chairman, now we're moving into the back of the bill. And I don't think there's really anything much new from what was in the side-by-side and you talked about last night. You talked about the MMB proposals. I guess the one new thing would be on page 78 at the bottom, section 36, is the language creating the Camp Ripley Veterans State Trail. Proceeds to the top of page 79. I think that's it. So everything else was just taken either from the Senate bill or the House bill, with slight modifications sometimes dealing with where the money was cut back. We had to change the description of the project sometimes.
Okay, is there any comments from the committee about any of the language, any last-minute concerns? Okay.
Nothing?
Well, I was just wondering if you wanted to move it.
Sure, I'll move the.
Motion has been made to accept the language.
To adopt the conference report
okay.
as amended?
Adopt the conference report. Committee report.
As
okay.
amended.
As amended. Okay, any comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Carried. I'd like to thank both sides. As conference committees go, this one went quite well. I've known those that have been much more frustrating, but obviously we didn't get everything we wanted, but I think we got a good bill, and I certainly hope the governor, when he gets back, will sign it.
When he gets back. Okay. Still not here.
Meeting adjourned.
Still in D.C.